刚刚弟兄们领我们唱两首的诗歌。
Our brother led us sing two hymns.
我禁止不住，还要花一点时间来这讲两这两首的诗歌。
So I couldn't help myself. I want to share with you this hymn.
第二首诗歌就是他自己。
A second hymn called Himself.
这就是我们刚刚所唱的，乃是426首。
It's 426 that we just sing.
请大家要注意426首最后的一句话。
Let's pay attention to the very last phrase in this hymn.
一切在基督里主使我一切。
Am I all? All in Jesus and the Lord is all to me.
这句话乃是根据哥罗西书第二章所讲的。
This sentence is from chapter 2 of Colossians.
我就是感谢神，神当初借着将近二十位西教士和在一起，把这个圣经翻成了中文。
We thank the Lord that with the help of 20 missionaries, they translated the Bible into Chinese.
当初那一些的西教士来中国。
Missionaries came to China.
发现中文这里头没有好的翻译。
And they discovered that there hasn't been good translations.
是的，一个西教士带两个中国的基督徒是文学上非常好的有一个学者。
And then one missionary led two Chinese, they are very good in Chinese literature.
分散在中国各地来翻译圣经。
And they are in different parts of China to translate the Bible.
每一年有两次或三次，他们集中在一个城里面。
Twice or three times they gather together in a city.
把个人翻译不同的拿出来，然后去选择了哪一个当作今天我们赫赫本的圣经。
And then they compare, they pick the best, and they combine them to be the Chinese version that we use today.
到中国五四运动的时候
，In the May 4th Revolution,
这是中国文学上一个非常大的改革。
It is a complete revolution in Chinese literature.
就发现我们中国从前的文学文字太古老了。
And they discover that the olden Chinese literatures are too ancient.
不适合当时的时代。
It's not appropriate to the current time.
年轻的人也不容易领会。
And the young people couldn't understand them.
所以他们发展着白话文。
And that's why they translate into contemporary Chinese.
而他们来发展了白话文的时候
，So when they translate them into contemporary Chinese,
都宣布了
，And then they announce.
他们还没有推广了白话文
，And they haven't spread this contemporary version yet.
这一份圣经出来了。
And then this Bible was out.
是全中国文学方面白话文头一本好的书。
So, contemporary Chinese literature, and this is the best.
我想弟兄姊妹，我们在学校读书还读过中国老的文学。
And I'm sure you have learned the ancient Chinese literature.
那一些的古文啊，我们正非常难以领会。
And those ancient literature is hard to understand.
白话文就容易了。
But the contemporary literature is easy to understand.
五四运动是反基督教的。
May 4th movement is started by Christianity.
但是他却宣布基督教这一本赫赫本的圣经是全中国白话文的头一本最好的书。
And they announced that this contemporary Chinese version of the Bible is the best contemporary literature.
那十几位的西教士
And this score of Western missionaries.
每一个人带了两位三位基督徒中国文学好的。
And each of them led two to three Chinese intellectuals.
这一些学者都是年老的。
And they are kind of old.
他们的习惯都是用中国的古文的。
They are so used to the ancient Chinese literature.
神带领他们。
But God led them.
却用白话文把圣经翻出来了。
Use contemporary Chinese to translate the Bible.
我在台湾的时候
When I was in Taiwan.
还认识一位姓屈的老弟兄。
And I knew a brother Chu.
那个年纪已经很大了。
At that time he was pretty old.
他就是有一个西教士翻译中文圣经的一个帮手。
He was a helper of one of those missionaries.
所以这一本圣经是了不起的圣经。
So this Bible is really tremendous.
切不要说是我们基督徒里都看中了，连中国文学的人看见这一本圣经翻译非常的好。
Not only Chinese Christians like it, and even the non-Christian Chinese scholars, they also like it.
但是到底这个方言已经将近100年了。
But after all, this is a 100-year-old translation.
有极少数的地方翻得不太好。
There are minor few places it's not translated well.
包括我们今天要提的哥罗西书第一章第三章。
Including the Colossians chapter 1, chapter 3.
我们读一下好不好?
Let's read it.
十一节,
chapter 1.
第三章,
chapter 3, verse 11.
最后一句话,
the last phrase.
唯有基督是包括一切又住在个人之内。
But Christ is all and in all.
个人这个字是翻译的人加上去的。
Every person, that phrase is added in Chinese.
这句话是什么?
What does it mean?
神所有的恩典，所有的祝福都在基督的里面。
All the blessings, all the grace of God is in Christ.
在基督之外，神没有给我们任何的好处，任何的祝福。
Outside of Christ, God has not given us any blessing or any riches.
基督是包括了一切的。
Christ includes everything.
这个翻译很好。
And this is very good translation. But the next phrase is not accurate. And also abide in every person.
这人的里面,
in persons.
他不是,
no.
基督是包括一切,
Christ is all.
又在一切之内,
and in all.
所有属灵的事情都是被耶稣基督所充满的。
All the spiritual things are filled by with Christ.
所以这一节的圣经,
in this particular verse, the whole work of God is concentrated in Christ.
这一个的讲法,
this translation,
也就是我昨天前天跟你们讲了,
is similar to what I told you yesterday.
神永远的旨意,
the eternal purpose of God,
创造宇宙万物的用意是什么?
His purpose in creating the whole universe,
要把耶稣基督里头所含的神本性一切的荣耀, 都表现了出来。
The glory that is abiding in Christ Jesus will be revealed in the whole universe.
受到了魔鬼的打岔和攻击。
But it was interrupted by Satan.
神来拯救。
God saves.
拯救了之后,
after he saved us,
蒙恩上来做工,
and he worked among all those who are saved,
神当初的旨意在显在人类的身上。
And the original purpose of God can now be revealed in God's chosen people.
神这么的做法,
and this is the way he worked.
怎么做的?
How did he work?
全部在耶稣基督的里面。
And all in Christ Jesus.
在耶稣基督之外, 他没有做任何的工作。
Outside of Jesus Christ, there's nothing, there's no work.
那这是哥罗西书第三章这一句话的意思。
And this is the meaning of this particular verse in Colossians 3.
但我要跟你们讲到这首诗 himself。
And I want to share with you this particular hymn called himself. 最后指他的每一节的最后的那一句话,
就讲了, 基督是一切在基督里, 祂主使我的一切。
And in the last phrase it says, everything is in Christ, and Christ is mine.
这一个的题目, himself,
himself,
乃是叫 A.B. Simpson 灵性上改变的一句话。
It is a phrase that changed the spiritual condition of A.B. Simpson.
我昨天已经跟你们讲了,
yesterday I said to you,
我总有机会的话, 要去看从前被神所用的人的那一些的故事。
Whenever I have an opportunity, I want to visit those older people that have been used by the Lord.
我到宣道会的那个的总部看见 A.B. Simpson的像。
I went to the headquarters of the Alliance Church. I saw the picture of Simpson.
我都不怕你们笑我。
You don't have to laugh at me.
我的印象, A.B. Simpson做这么大事, 一定是高头大马的。
I thought that Simpson did quite a tremendous work. He must be a huge guy.
一看见他像矮矮小小的。
When I saw his picture, he was short.
他却做了这么大事。
But he could accomplish such a great thing.
我已经提了。
And I said before,
200年来,
in the last 20 years,
基督教各个不同的宗派把人打发出去到全世界传福音的最多的就是 A.B. Simpson的宣道会。
Of all the Christian organizations that send missionaries out, Alliance sent the most.
一直到现在,
even up to now,
还是最大的。
It's the largest.
这一些打发出去的人,
and all these people they send out,
非常有学问。
And they are very knowledgeable.
非常好的家庭。
And from a very good family, and they were led and they went out
什么原因
？What are the reasons？
受到 A.B. 辛德森一个人的影响。
They were influenced by A.B. Simpson。
是我找许多教会中去了。
I went to different churches。
我就问你们教会中做青少年的弟兄姊妹。
And I asked the people who look after the young people。
当你来带领青少年十四五岁的时候。
When you are leading the young people who are 14 and 15,
有没有鼓励这些青少年来读属灵的传记？
Have you ever encouraged them to read spiritual biographies?
我不要盼望这这个又太长了，这延长时间了。
I don't have to spend too much time on it.
所以要是真对不起弟兄姊妹走了这么久。
And I really apologize for making you stay so long yesterday.
更对不起照顾儿童的人了，也这我还没讲完。
Well, I really apologize to people who are looking after the children.
我今天真是盼望今天不要延长了。
Now, today I wouldn't prolong it.
但是我这个不能不讲。
But I couldn't help to say this.
我昨天稍微提了一点。
I mentioned a little bit already.
圣经的真理在两千年前已经写好了。
The truth of the Bible is written up in 2000
years ago. 真理的解开在人感受经历的，却一个时代一个时代慢慢进步的。
Of the revelation of this truth comes in stages.
是在这个进步的过程的里面。
In this progress,
在天主教中都有一些好的进步的。
In Catholic Church, there are some progress.
到马丁路德更正教是进步的更快。
But after Martin Luther, there's even more progress.
马丁路德的改教。
Martin, the Reformation from Martin Luther.
真理上的讲解。
The explanation of the truth.
好多人跟着马丁路德改教了，爱主起来了，也离开了天主教了。
Many people were influenced by the Reformation of Martin Luther and they left the Catholic Church.
卡尔文也差不多那个时候。
At that time.
在瑞士起来的。
In Switzerland.
也是跟着他的人灵性上很好。
And those who were following him, they were very spiritual.
这种好的光景。
And this good condition.
维持不到一百年。
Did not last for more than 100 years.
慢慢衰落下来。
And then slowly it gradually died
down. 他们吃亏也是重点是什么？
What's the secret?
真理上的了解。
Knowing the truth.
他们吃亏是什么
？What is the
disadvantage? 灵的经历没有体会得到。
They do not experience the truth that they already knew.
是在将近两百年前。
So 200 years ago.
神兴起摩安德烈来。
God raised up Andrew Murray.
摩安德烈是荷兰 Dutch Reformed Church 的牧师。
Andrew Murray is a Reformed Church in Holland.
他是在南非洲的好望角做牧师的。
He is a pastor in the Horn of Good Hope.
因为你知道那个南非洲以前是荷兰的殖民地。
South Africa is a colony of Holland.
所以有好多荷兰的人就移到南非洲去居住的。
A lot of people from Holland moved to South Africa.
他们大多是一些农民。
Most of them are farmers.
所以摩安德烈在好望角做牧师的时候
When Andrew Murray was a pastor there in South Africa,
礼拜堂做礼拜的还没你们这么多。
On Sunday, they don't have as many people as we do.
许多基督徒做农民的分散在郊区的。
Because the farmers, they were all scattered around the countryside.
所以摩安德烈经常骑一匹马。
So, Brother Andrew Murray,
走了五六个小时到一个村庄住两天。
He rode on a horse, he visited different villages.
第三天骑着马走四五个小时到另外一个村庄。
And then he went with the horse to another village and stayed there.
一个地方一个地方跟农民来传道的。
So, he traveled from place to place to preach the gospel to the farmers.
不像你们这么舒服了，弟兄姊妹来的，他们去的。
As comfortable as you are, but they have to go to reach people.
他来帮助人的时候
，so when
他在帮助人的时候
，when he was helping people，
来是帮助人如何靠着圣灵亲近主，有主有亲密的交通。
He helped people to draw close to the Lord in spirit.
他这样做的时候
，when he was doing this，
那一些的基督徒
，and those questions，
灵命上有非常丰富的领受
，and they receive a lot of blessings in their spiritual life。
这个时候给美国人知道了
，and then the Americans knew about that。
美国一个团体把 Andrew Murray 请到了美国来
，so one of the organization invited Andrew Murray to the U.S.
什么团体请来的？
What organization invited
YMCA 请来的。
Oh, he was invited by the YMCA.
现在 YMCA 是美国加拿大最便宜的旅馆。
Now today YMCA is the cheapest hotel in North America.
150年前 YMCA 是美国加拿大的 非常好的基督教团体。
150 years ago, YMCA is the best Christian organization in North America.
超宗派的。
And they surpass all these denominations.
帮助各个教会的了。
They help different churches.
So YMCA 把穆安德勒请来。
So YMCA invited Andrew Murray over.
然后他在美国各个教会中讲如何亲近主与主教宗。
And then he went to different churches to encourage them to draw closer to the Lord and have fellowship.
改变了一种现象。
And he changed one condition.
改变了马丁路德和着卡尔文呢，用着真理在神面前活着的那一些的基督徒。
And he changed the condition of those people who were influenced by Martin Luther and Calvin.
真理是宝贝的。
Yes, truth is important.
但是没有经历。
But they don't have the experience.
他照样会软弱。
And they will be weak.
他不会否认真理。
They will not deny the truth.
那真理发现不出果效。
But there's no fruit from the truth.
所以穆安德烈来了。
Now, Andrew Murray came.
真理讲到我们信主人如何灵里头与主亲近。
He talked about, yes, you know the truth, but you need to draw close to the Lord and have fellowship with God.
穆安德烈以后被欧洲也请去了。
And then people from Europe also invited Andrew Murray over.
将近200年前影响到全世界的基督教。
20 years ago, he influenced the Christianity around the world.
他老年的时候有个同工。
When he was old, he had his co-worker.
是宾路易斯摩 Mrs. Penrose.
Mrs. Penrose.
他特别在欧洲的
，especially in Europe，
宾路易斯摩的服侍，
the service of Sister Penrose
都把福音传到了苏联的皇宫的里面
，and they spread the gospel even to the palace of Russia。
我们都知道苏联革命了
，we know the Russian Revolution，
把苏联的皇帝沙皇抓了
，they captured the Tsar of Russia。
现在才知道
，and now they realize
暗中把他们杀了。
And they kill him.
而苏是沙皇没有被抓之前
，But before he was captured,
并路易斯摩已经传福音给沙皇和他家属的人。
Sister Penrose already spread the gospel to him and
his family. 这也是福音要传到苏联去了。
So gospel reached Russia.
撒旦一个厉害的反击。
So Satan will persecute the Christians.
苏联的工作因着共产党的革命了衰落下来。
The Christian work in Russia was interrupted by the communism in Russia.
但是丁路易斯摩的工作
，But the work of Lewis
在欧洲也好，在美国也好，给教会很大的帮助。
Whether in Europe or in the North America, it's helped the churches.
穆安德烈所传的信息
，The messages from Andrew Murray
给人的帮助
，And the help he gave
是一个人如何活在主面前来亲近主。
How a person can live before the Lord and trust the Lord.
丁路易斯摩的帮助。
And the help from Penrose.
像我已经讲过了。
And I already said that.
教会中难处都是一些长老同工出来的。
And the problem of the church is all from elders and deacons.
花力气、花时间、花心血。
They spend time, effort, and money.
在侍奉的里头，总以自己为中心的。
But in the service, they are self-centered.
所以丁路易斯摩起来了。
Sister Penrose came out.
特别传的信息。
And her messages.
那是基督钉十字架的时候，把我们和他一同钉在十字架上。
When Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, we are also crucified with him on the cross.
所以那一个时候，穆安德烈是把天主教和基督教的灵命经历的是集大成的。
So Father Andrew Murray united the truth and experience of Christians.
丁路易斯摩更前进一点啦，乃是经历主耶稣的同时。
And Sister Penrose advanced even further. We experienced the death of Jesus.
叫我们脱离了我们的自己。
And we can be free from ourselves.
已经相当好啦。
It is already very good.
神那个时候兴起 A.B. Simpson 来。
And at that time, God raised up A.B. Simpson.
A.B. Simpson 的改变A.B. Simpson 的改变。
The change in A.B. Simpson.
就刚刚这首诗歌。
Just like the hymn we just sang.
Himself. 怎么出来的
？How did it come out?
他在波士顿教会中间 Park Church 那个 Park Street Church 的牧会的。
He was in Boston, pastoring the Parkville Church.
很好。
It's a good church.
也没有特别好。
But it's not particular.
有一次，他们会员当中有位弟兄，一个姊妹，家中有个家庭聚会。
One time, a brother and sister have a house fellowship.
先请他去吃饭。
And he invited him over for lunch.
然后有几十个人聚集啦。
And then they have a few, 10, 20 people gathered.
请 A.B. Simpson 来讲道。
And then they asked Brother Simpson to
A.B. Simpson 都已经准备讲什么了。
Brother Simpson already prepared for the message.
讲到前十分钟。
But 10 minutes before the message started,
忽然感觉到哥罗西书第二三章。
Suddenly he felt the burden of chapter 3 of Colossians.
一切都在一切里面。
Christ is all and in all.
所有的恩典祝福都在耶稣基督里面。
All the grace and blessings is in Christ Jesus.
忽然有这个感觉。
And then he suddenly have this burden.
他从前都没有讲过。
He has never spoken on this topic.
内容上不太知道。
He didn't know what he's going to talk about.
他拿一个字讲一个题目。
So he said he wanted to speak as a topic.
一本小簿子，小小的。
小什么？
小小一本簿子印出来的。
Oh, he has cut out a piece of paper from the newspaper.
他的题目就是 himself.
The topic is himself.
AB 新闻有什么转变
？What is his change？
摩安德烈也好。
Whether it's Andrew Murray。
马丁路德也好。
Whether it's
并路易斯么也好
Pen Lewis,
都是神的工作如何做在我身上
It is how God worked on me
注意是我所领受的
According to my what I receive
AB 先生就能转变
The reason why AB 先生 change us
我所领受的乃是注意耶稣基督是谁
Not pay attention to how I, what I receive But pay attention to who Jesus is
把人所有的属灵上的追求
Turn all our spiritual pursuit.
从我领受了多少，我经历多少，转变过来了，来认识耶稣基督到底是谁。
From how much I experience and I want to know about Jesus to knowing who he is.
他那一天晚上讲到讲的不好。
That evening he didn't speak very well.
没有什么准备。
Because he didn't prepare.
很简单的来讲了。
Very simple.
回去再来读圣经。
And then he went home and he studied the Bible again.
一切的工作都在耶稣基督身上。
So all the work of God is in Christ.
为什么我们还软弱
？How come we are still weak?
我们不认识在我们里头的耶稣基督是如何的一位。
We do not understand that Jesus Christ that is in us.
神不是单单就我们蒙恩了之后爱主长进了，比如属灵的了。
And the Lord did not save us and then ask us to love him and then we will be spiritual.
神带领我们要叫耶稣基督在我们里头显出他的荣耀来。
But on the contrary, he allow us to reveal the Jesus that is in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不知道我这样讲够不够清楚。
I'm not sure I'm clear enough to you.
从摩安德烈并路易斯么下来了。
From Andrew Murray to Pen Lewis.
那是我所领受的恩典，我所领受主的工作。
It's all about the grace and the work that I receive.
并路易那个 AB 先生起来了。
But when AB 先生 stood up,
那是注意我在里我里头的耶稣基督到底是谁。
But pay attention to the Lord Jesus Christ is in me and who He is.
从 AB 先生
from AB 先生
才有 All Things Sparks 来讲到神永远的旨意。
Then comes Brother Spark.Talk about the eternal purpose of God.
不是看见我这个人蒙恩的时候应该怎么爱主，应该怎么长进，教会应该怎么服侍。
And it's not about how I receive grace and therefore I need to love the Lord and serve the Lord.
所有所做都在耶稣基督的身上。
Whatever we do is in Christ Jesus.
所以他的根据是什么
？What is his evidence?
基督是一切又在一切之内。
Christ is all and in all.
这首诗歌表达出来了。
And this is revealing this hymn.
从前我有主的恩典。
In the past, I grabbed hold onto his blessing. He blessed me and he
gave
me. And he gave me this grace and that grace.
现在我自要主自己。
But now it's the Lord Himself.
有了主了，恩典全部在里面了。
If I have the Lord, I have all the grace.
我这都注意到主身上。
Especially pay attention to the Lord.
我领受主的恩典了。
I receive the grace from the Lord.
不过是主所赐给我们福分的一部分，不是全部的。
It's only a portion of the grace that is in Christ.
所以请你们要注意。
And please pay attention.
这一首诗歌。
This particular hymn.
整个2000年基督教的里头是改变整个基督教的那个人。
And this in the last 2,000 years, it changed the feeling of our people.
我刚刚已经讲了。
I've said already.
你们做青年工作的人。
When you do youth work.
像我跟弟兄姊妹讲。
Just like what I said to brothers.
养育儿女。
When you raise up children.
要知道的孩子年龄的成长，他重点不同了，用不同的方法来带他。
When they grow into different stages, you use different methods to help them.
养育儿女最要紧的是头上六岁。
The most important part of their growth is the first 6 years.
生下的孩子六岁之前以父母为权威的。
And before they reach 6 years old, the parents is the authority.
6岁之后,
when they are 6, then they will change.
妈妈跟他讲的话,
and they will not listen to the parents anymore.
为什么?
Why?
老师讲的.
But teacher said,
注重老师过于你父母所讲的.
They think that the teacher's instruction is higher than the parents' instruction.
当到12岁了,
when they are 12,
父母话也不听, 老师话不听是看小朋友的。
But they won't listen to the parents, they won't listen to the teachers, but they will listen to their friends.
12岁的把你父母气死了,
so when they are 12, they will When I first came to US, I lived with my sister.
我姐姐有三个女儿，一个儿子。
My sister has 3 daughters and 1 son.
是我回台湾第二年来的时候,
When I returned in the, for the second time,
她为给我姐姐的孩子每一个人做一套自增段的衣服。
They make very good clothing for the children.
带来送给他。
And to give them those.
他们说：“哎呦，舅舅啊，你送给我做好的衣服啊，谢谢你啦。”
And then they said, "Oh, Uncle, you gave us such wonderful gifts. Thank you very much."
礼貌。
Very polite.
不穿的。
But they will never wear them.
不喜欢穿的啦。
They don't like to wear them.
我以后发现他们喜欢什么。
And later on, I discovered what they like.
你到大的百货公司去看看了，裤子啊，又是蓝的，又是白的，还有破的。
And when you go to the high school, you will see that they wear.
他们喜欢穿这个衣服。
And they like those kind of clothes.
这是我的观念嘛，正经经的衣服是多好嘛。
Not like my concept. You should wear politely, you know.
孩子到12、13岁看小朋友的。
So when they are 12, they look at others.
15岁改变了。
At 15, they changed.
英雄主义起来了。
Heroism comes.
男孩子注重了运动健将。
Boys want to like to be athletes.
许多年轻人啊,
many young people.
哎呀，足球健将也好，篮球健将，一个人名字都知道的。
Whether those are famous sports person, they know the names.
你看最近半年多林来疯嘛，把中国人都搞疯掉了嘛。
Jeremy Lin, yeah, Jeremy Lin, yeah.
年轻人就忘记这个注重那些运动的健将的。
You know, young people want to pay attention to those people.
女孩子注重电影明星。
The girls like the movie stars.
到15、16岁，心情就改变了。
When they're 15, 16 years old, they will change.
比如说青年工作的人。
When you do work,
当你们带领年轻人14、15岁，一定叫他看基督教纯名人的传记。
When you lead people who are 15 or 16 years old, you should encourage them to read spiritual biography.
因为他的心情已经是注重到他的英雄了。
Because they want to admire their heroes.
把教会中的英雄来帮助他。
Use the heroes of the church to help them.
你给他看到那个好的那些人的传记。
When they read good biographies.
比你讲100篇道还有果效好。
More effective than you have 100 messages.
所以我自己啦，虽然以前我也没有人告诉我，也没有人教导我。
Even though in the past no one taught me all these skills.
我现在来教会佛事，也带养儿女的时候。
When I'm serving the church, when I'm raising my children.
到15、16岁最大的果效。
15, 16 years old, what is the greatest fruit?
乃是看到以往神所用的那一些好的伟人。
And if they can see all those famous people that God used.
伟人和伟人不一样的。
You know, heroes and non-heroes are different.
A.B. Simpson的伟人是什么？
Who is the hero of A.B. Simpson?
基本解决了马丁的以后了，更正教的里面了，不是在注重个人的感受，注重耶稣基督他是谁的。
After him, then people will not pay attention to your spiritual experience, but rather the Lord himself.
好吧，对不起，我们把头一个诗歌再提一下，好吧？
Or the first hymn.
419首。
419.
因为请我这个不要花时间了，这个一讲就花时间了啊。
I don't want to waste too much time on this.
头一句话什么？
What is the first sentence?
我已与基督同钉死。
Crucified with Christ my Savior.
请大家切切记得。
Please pray, remember this.
圣经从来没有我们要与基督同钉死。
The Bible never asks us to be crucified with Christ.
是我已与基督同钉死。
But rather, I already crucified with Christ.
要与基督同死。
To crucify with Christ.
这是儒家的思想。
It is the Confucius idea.
已经与基督同死。
but already crucified with Christ.
基督教的福分,
it's the blessings of Christianity.
这一句话好不好?
Remember this.
我不能够多讲了。
I wouldn't spend too much time on it.
主耶稣被十字架，然后钉十字架。
The Lord Jesus Christ bear the cross and then he was crucified on the cross.
他一生下来就背着十字架。
From the day he was born, he bear the cross.
到了最后他钉十字架。
At the end, he was crucified on the cross.
基督与我们同钉十字架，然后我们再背着十字架来走路。
Today, we are crucified with Christ already. Then we can bear the cross.
我不知道这个话你们听清楚了没有?
I'm not sure you understand what I'm saying.
我们跟主耶稣不同的。
We are different from Jesus.
就是背着十字架，最后钉十字架。
The Lord Jesus, he bear the cross and then crucified on the cross.
钉十字架是把他33年生活的背十字架的生活整个到了最高的高峰。
Crucified on the cross is the climax of his whole 33 years of life.
我们基督徒的生活。
But our life
乃是耶稣基督已经把我们和他钉十字架的，然后我们才是走十字架的道路来跟随主的。
It's because we already crucified with the with Christ on the cross, then we can follow him to walk the way of the cross.
没有注意A.B.圣上这个419首的诗歌。
You pay attention to this 419 by A.B.
头一句话跟我们中国儒家是完全不同的。
The first sentence is very different from Confucius at all.
我比方再讲。
Let me say this.
哥林多前书13章。
Corinthians chapter 13.
爱是很久忍耐。
Love is long suffering.
又有恩慈。
And kindness.
圣经没有说你应该爱,
the Bible did not say that you should love.
应该忍耐,
or you should suffer.
爱是很久忍耐,
love is long suffering.
不是爱要很久忍耐,
it's not love requires long suffering.
要很久忍耐是儒家的思想。
Love requires long suffering is Confucius'
ideology.
But love is long suffering because Christ is in us. It's a crisis in us.
他说包含的品格就已经是很久忍耐了。
His character is already love and is already long suffering. So this is different.
是他才是讲到了。
That's why he said,
也就是说,我已经与基督同钉十字架,钉十,脱离自己,罪恶和世界。
I already crucified with Christ my Savior to the world and to self and to sin.
所以,我在地上活着,能够平安地接受了主死而叫我们的生命的这一个的福分。
That's why today, we, to the death, born life of Jesus, I am now sweetly entering in.
因为基督与我同钉十字架已经定了。Because
Christ already crucified with me on the cross.
所以我才愿意效法他，一同受苦来走十字架的道路。And
that's why I can imitate him and follow him on the way of the cross.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
好的诗歌啦。Good
hymns.
你不要以为唱得很好，你还不了解好在哪里。But
don't be satisfied just because you sing well, but you need to understand what it says.
这是我查出去的。
And I was
所以言归正传，看腓立比书第四章，好不好？
Let's go back to chapter 4.
我已经立志了，今天不要延长太久。
I already determined I shouldn't spend too much time.
时间也是不多。
And we don't have that much time either.
我今天要跟你们讲第四章，只讲两个的重点。
Chapter 4 has two important points.
头一点，腓立比书第四章怎么讲？
The first point, what does it say in chapter 4 of Philippians?
我们一同来看，好吧？
Let's read it together.
我所亲爱想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
Therefore, my beloved and long for brethren, you are my joy and my crown.
我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。
So stand fast in the Lord, beloved.
我第四节。
Verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, you will rejoice.
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心。
Let your gentleness be known to all men.
主已经尽了。
The Lord is at hand.
应当一无挂虑。
Be anxious for nothing.
你看他话怪不怪？
Isn't it a little bit?
要我们一同喜乐。
He wants us to rejoice.
又要叫我们不要挂虑。
And then he taught us to be anxious for nothing.
为什么叫我们不要挂虑？
Why anxious for nothing?
因为我们有挂虑嘛。
Because we have 没有挂虑，就不需要劝我们不要挂虑了。 If we don't have no anxiety, then he wouldn't have to encourage us to have no anxiety. What does he say?
保罗挂虑。
What is his answer?
菲律宾教会中有两位主要的同工不和谐。
Because in the church there were two sisters not in harmony.
这保罗里头一直为着菲律宾挂虑。
That's why Paul is worried about them.
但是保罗却说了。
But Paul said,
你们要靠主喜乐。
You should be rejoiced in the Lord.
怪不怪？
Isn't it unusual?
没有挂虑就喜乐吗？ 有挂虑就不喜乐了。
If you have no worry, you will rejoice. If you have worry, you cannot rejoice.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse
1.
Finally, brethren,
你们要靠主喜乐。
Rejoice in the Lord.
我把这个话写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。
For me to write the same thing to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe.
保罗劝菲律宾弟兄姊妹要靠主喜乐。
Paul exhorted the brothers and sisters to rejoice in the Lord.
那这句话在我手上很简单。
To me, it seems to be very simple.
我已经尽了喜乐了。
I am already rejoicing.
所以也劝菲律宾教会要喜乐。So
I encourage the brothers and sisters there to rejoice.
保罗写信的时候在哪里？
Where was he when he was writing this?
关在罗马的监牢。
He was in prison.
失去了自由。
He lost his freedom.
都不能够找新意到国处来讲道。
He couldn't go anywhere freely.
保罗关在监牢的时候。
When Paul was in jail.
有一件最难过的事。
There was one thing that is so sad.
他花了这么多的功夫在加拉太教会服侍，加拉太的真理上都已经改变了。
He spent so much time and effort in Galatia, but then they left the truth.
等他第二次关监牢了。
When he was in prison for the second time,
写信给提摩太,
he wrote to Timothy,
亚细亚的人都离弃了我。
All the people in Asia left me.
你要知道, 亚细亚有好几个的教会。
You know, in Asia there were quite a number of churches.
最好的教会是以弗所。
The best church is Ephesus.
他三次传道在以弗所花了三年, 是最多的城市。
He spent 3 years in Ephesus, and it's the longest stay.
仅有人从耶路撒冷来的, 就劝他们还要行割礼，要遵守律法的条例。
There were people from Jerusalem coming to Ephesus to tell them that they have to circumcise and follow the law.
保罗不光挂虑，是非常的难过。
Paul is worried and he was sad.
他没有办法再到以弗所去把那一些事情改正过来。
He couldn't go back to Ephesus to change the situation.
我请问你，
Let me ask you.
他能喜乐吗？
Can he rejoice?
怎么能够喜乐吗？
How can he rejoice?
你不挂虑就没有喜乐吗？挂虑就没有喜乐了。
If you don't worry, you rejoice. But if you worry, you cannot rejoice.
十几年的工作，
Over 10 years of work.
做工花最多时间在以弗所的。
And he spent the most time in Ephesus.
而以弗所教会已经受到了那些错误的真理的搅扰了。
And the church in Ephesus was affected by all these heresies.
保罗非常难过。
Paul was really worried.
像菲律宾书也是一样的。
In Philippians, he's the same.
保罗说我是常常喜乐。
But Paul said, I rejoice.
嘿，你们有没有觉得怪？
Don't you think it's
不合逻辑的啦？
It's contradictory.
我不要讲这么远了。
I'm not going that far.
十几年前，
10 years ago,
洛杉矶的福音派的教会联合有一次的退休会，叫我去讲道。
In LA, there was this gospel churches invited me for a meeting.
到第二天，
On the second day,
他们唱一个诗歌，
They were singing hymns.
越侍奉越喜乐， 越侍奉越喜乐。
The more you serve, the more rejoiced you will be.
唱得很好。
And they sing well.
我上去了。
And I stood to
the 我说你们刚刚唱了一四中一喜乐。
I said, you said, you sing when you serve.
请问你们教会长老是不是一四中一喜乐？
Let me ask the elders of your church, the more you serve, the more you rejoice.
一四中一送单越多。
The more you serve, the more burden you have.
一四中难处越多。
When you serve, you have more difficulty.
一四中到一个地方了，喜乐都失去了。
And to serve until a state, you lose your
joy.
You lose your joy.
我说谁做喜乐？
Who will be most rejoicing?
不服侍主人最喜乐。
Oh, those who did not serve.
哎呀，礼拜天的准时来，准时走。
And they come on Sunday, they came on time. 上会不要多留五分钟, and they wouldn't spend more than 5 minutes.
多留五分钟, 有人叫你服侍嘛, 就不喜乐了嘛,
if you stay behind, then people ask you to serve.
轻松来, 丰丰富富地回去, 真喜乐,
and you come with a light heart, you left with a full heart.
我说你们刚刚尝过越侍奉越喜乐是真的吗?
When you sing, the more you serve, the more rejoice you are. Let me ask them. The more you serve, the more you rejoice.
越侍奉越喜乐, 没有错。
Surely, the more you serve, the more you rejoice.
什么原因?
Why?
不是你越侍奉环境的光景好叫你喜乐。
It's not because the more you serve, the situation becomes better and then you rejoice.
你在侍奉的里头,
in your service,
自有重担。
You have a burden.
自有苦难,
you have
a 没有什么喜乐,
you have a friction and you do not have joy.
你侍奉主了,
when you don't serve the Lord,
教会难处又多,
when you serve, the church is more problem.
长老这世上正苦了,
so elders and deacons, they are more sorrow.
基督徒啊很怪,
and it's very unusual for Christians.
手指都对别人不点自己的,
your finger always point at others, you won't point at yourself.
侍奉者一般基督徒看人啊,
so in service, you always look at others.
都是看人短处的,
look at the shortcomings of others.
看你长老这是放大镜看的,
well, they use magnifying glass to look at the elders.
看传道人显微镜看的,
or they use a microscope to look at those.
你做长老怎么可以做这样事?
When you say this on the pulpit, how come you still do this?
意思我不做长老我可以做的, 你做长老不可以做的.
This is something that I can do, but as elder you cannot.
这是不合理的啦,
this is, so as an elder, you need to work hard.
生活中间都要谨慎了,
and you have to be careful in your living. You cannot lose your temper.
谁没有脾气?
Who has no temper?
只有板凳没有脾气,
all this wood has no temper.
人都有脾气的吗?
Everyone has temper.
圣经也告诉我们, 不可含怒导致弱, 也没有说不可含怒。
The Bible didn't say you cannot be angry.
不要一直含怒了, 不能控制了, 含怒到了含怒嘛。
You have anger, but you have to control your anger.
是我都跟你们讲的嘛。
I told you.
养儿女十几岁了, 气得你是, 简直巴不得跟儿子脱离母父子干关系了。
When you have teenagers at home, you rather kick them out of the house.
你越聪明, 他越调皮, 越调皮就你越苦。
The smarter they are, the more naughty they are, and the more suffering you have.
儿女哪里有喜乐的啦?
When you raise children, how can you rejoice?
我说了, 除非你的孩子很笨,
unless your children are very dumb.
除非你的孩子是严重的自闭症, 一讲坐着就不会动的啦。
Unless your children will just sit there quietly.
聪明孩子能干了, 会我不听话的啦。
Smart children, they won't listen to you.
胡死啦,
and you will suffer.
什么时候喜乐?
What is joy?
按照我养儿女一个的喜乐,
well, the joy that I have with
按照我自己来说,
according to my experience,
一个喜乐是什么?
What is my first joy?
我高中毕业考交大,
when I graduated from high school, I tried to get into college.
一年考不去,
I couldn't get in.
我到大同大学读了一年,
so I went to a different college for 1 year.
牺牲了一年了, 回去再考交大,
I waste that 1 year and go back and apply for that same college.
交大大学不收插班生的了,
and they won't accept people into the second year.
第二年考取, 金榜题名了, 哎呦, 真喜乐。
Well, when the result came out and your name is there, you are very joyful.
我一看录取比例名单是有，我跳起来了，真喜乐了。
When I saw my name on the list, I was so rejoiced.
我苦了两年了。
I waited 2 years.
为了考交大，用功到一个地步，我考去交大四个月就肺病吐血了。
So when I prepare for the examination for this college, I even have TB and
当我考取交大是喜乐了。
So when my name was there, I was so joyful.
喜乐没有多久,
but this joy did not last long.
工作很累, 工作很紧, 就没有喜乐了。
When your homework is so heavy,
现在我的喜乐是什么?
What did I learn?
孙子们大学毕业。
Oh, when my grandchildren graduate from college.
你知道我有很麻烦,
and I am very troublesome.
18个孙子,
18 grandchildren.
每一个孙子大学毕业我一定参加了。
And when each grandchild graduate, I will always attend.
我都没有办法他们高中毕业去参加了。你也没参加？不参加。
Oh, when they graduate from high school, I didn't attend.
有一次呢，有一个孩子高中毕业了。
One time when one of the child graduated from high school,
哎呀，我说我你们高中毕业我不参加的。
So I said, when you graduate from high school, I won't attend.
他说爷爷啊，为什么一个堂姐高中毕业你参加了吗
？And I said, how come, grandfather, you attend her high school graduation?
因为我这个的孙女儿乃是 Phoenix 大学高中毕业的。
Oh, this granddaughter graduated from Phoenix high school.
我跟他讲了，因为那个教会请我去讲道，我顺便参加的了。
Oh, I said, because that church asked me to speak, that's why I attended.
那大学毕业我一定参加了。
But when you graduate from university, I will certainly attend. What does it mean?
孩子长大了。
When they grew up.
哦，到高大学毕业了。
When they graduate from college.
个性也改变了。
And their personality changed.
书也读得好。
And they study well.
到高中毕业是个人生个大的转机。
High school graduation is a change in their life.
所以你们年轻人啊
，So young people,
大学毕业一定要叫祖父祖母来参加的。
When you graduate from college, you have to ask your grandparents to attend.
祖父祖母来参加孙子们毕业典礼了。
When the grandparents attend the graduation of the grandchildren, and they are very joyful.
这个孙子长大了。
The grandchildren grew up.
那亲爱弟兄姊妹啊
，But dear brothers and sisters,
长大了之后工作也不好，又忧愁了。
When they couldn't find good job, then you worry again.
所以什么叫做喜乐
？What is joy?
不是吃一餐好饭喜乐
，Not to have a good meal.
啊，不是你一个人比赛得了金标而喜乐
，Not because you compete and you win a reward.
也不是你孩子有成就了喜乐。
But you rejoice because your children have
success. 孩子要成就了高大学毕业。
When the children graduate from college,
你自己也好，你的儿女也好，花了多少的心血在里面的。
Whether yourself or your children, they spend so much effort.
他一说成就了。
Now that they succeeded,
这个成就不能够长久维持。
But this success cannot last forever.
侍奉主是什么喜乐？
What is the joy of serving God?
越侍奉越苦。
When you serve, you suffer.
喜乐在哪里？
Where's the joy?
见主面的时候。
But when you see the Lord, and you will rejoice.
所以我已经跟你们讲了。
I already told you.
你看我身体不太老得快。
You saw me, I didn't age that well.
我一直维持了我喜乐的心情。
Because I'm very joyful.
喜乐在哪里？
What is my joy?
我都已经很简单的话跟你们讲了。
I told you in simple language.
来到了将来荣耀的里面。
In the future, in glory.
我确定有把握，这个圣城性耶路撒冷当中有几块砖头是我盖上去的。
I have confidence that there will be a few bricks in the New Jerusalem laid by me.
喜乐不是今天。
So your joy is not today.
喜乐不是你们今天请我吃饭，哦，这么好的菜，我好喜乐。
My joy is not because you invited me to a good meal.
再好的菜吃过了，过两天都忘记了什么味道。
Well, the best food I ate a couple days later, I forget all about them.
喜乐是什么？
What is our joy?
就是将来荣耀的里头叫你永远的喜乐。
It's the joy in eternity.
这是保罗所讲的了。
And it's what Paul is telling us.
这保罗说你们应当一无挂虑。
Paul said you should be anxious for nothing.
为什么？
Why?
你们都是挂虑嘛。
Because you have a lot of worry.
你要知道
but you have
这些挂虑。
But all this worry,
是叫你来处理教会艰难事情的时候。
It is when you try to deal with the difficulties of the church.
你不是用你智慧和能力。
You should not use your wisdom and your power.
智慧能力都没有用了。
Your wisdom and your power are useless.
依靠主了。
You should trust the Lord.
所以我自己做传道有一个态度。
I have this attitude when I'm a minister.
我到一个教会去了。
When I go to a church,
我说你们教会弟兄姊妹同心不同心
？I ask them, are your brother and sister with one mind?
他说我们感谢主。
Well, we thank the Lord.
我们很同心。
We are all of one mind.
没什么争吵。
We don't have any quarrel.
我教会多久了
？How long is your How old is your church?
三年。
3 years old.
我是差不多了。四年五年就不同心了。
Well, for 4 or 5 years.
开头就是很同心的嘛。
First 3 years, you are one mind.
教会越兴旺越麻烦。
When the church grew, it will be more problematic.
我做传道人的。
I am a church minister.
心在落后。
啊，
高兴你们受苦难。
I'm happy that you suffer.
没有那些艰难困苦。
If you don't suffer,
你真不知道如何忠心的侍奉主。
And you will never learn to be diligent serving the Lord.
没有那些苦难。
If you don't have problems,
你也不懂得 如何让神的品格在你身上显出，让神的智慧显出，来应付这些难处的。
You will not be able to reveal the character and the patience of the Lord to deal with this problem.
我再说一个简单的话。
Let me say something very simple.
我在纽约教会牧会。
In New York, I pastor a church.
我们长老们常常谈到弟兄姊妹的事。
Our elders always talk about things about brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹好的都不谈的。
Those are good. We don't talk about.
因为谈的都是弟兄姊妹有麻烦。
We only talk about people who have problems.
一谈了之后了。
After we talk about this.
结果长老非常不忍耐。
Well, there was one elder who has no.
哎呀，我说你们长老啊，度量不大。
I said, your elders don't have a heart.
我做长老度量大。
When I'm an elder, I have a very.
不合我的情况了，我还能够包容。
I can accept this situation.
还能够忍耐。
I can accommodate them.
我的度量怎么大的
？I have this patience.
给儿子女气大的啦。
Because I was enlarged by my children.
不跟孩子生气了，度量不会大的。
If you are not angry with your children,
你们就会没有难处了。你们老了的人度量不会大的。
If you don't have problem, then you will not have a why enough heart.
那一些弟兄姊妹真叫你麻烦了。
Because brother and sister cause you problem.
丢也丢不掉。
And you cannot kick them out.
我记得你曾经讲过一句话。
I remember brother Lee said one thing.
你在公司里做事啊。
If you work in a company,
最难过的事。
The most painful thing.
但是有一位弟兄在同一个公司做事了，生活不好。
It is when you have a Christian brother who's working in the same company.
你又传福音给别人了。
And he is not very good.
比如说，你不要跟我传耶稣了，看看你们弟兄怎么样。
When you put the gospel to others and they will say, well,
没有办法嘛。
And look at your brother.
为什么
？Why？
错是错在我们的父生了他，不生了他就没有关系了吗
？The problem is our heavenly father gave him life.
哦哟，真叫我们非常为难了。
Well, this causes us to have difficulty.
在为难里头还传福音。
But in difficulty, you still spread the gospel.
还能够真正显出福音的大能来。
And then you reveal the power of the gospel.
所以不要是教会服事了。
Don't say about serving
the church. 你来看传福音的。
Well, when you
哪里一个人这么简单传了几次福音，他说感动就信主的。
There's no simple person who will listen to the gospel a few times and who believes.
不接受的啦。
They all refuse.
跟你争辩的啦。
And they argue with you.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
但是感谢主了。
Thank the Lord.
就是艰难困苦的里头看见神的作为。
In difficulty and affliction, you can see the work of God.
那一个时候
，at that time,
你有喜乐。
And then you will rejoice.
这个不是真正的喜乐。
And this is the real joy.
到将来的荣耀的里面。
In the future, in glory,
你都会稀奇一件事了。
And you will be surprised with one thing.
你们教会总爱主，借着基督都花代价，基督都在荣耀里头吗？
And you encourage me, we should pursue the Lord and go into glory.
到那一天，在天堂荣耀中间了。
But on that day, when you actually in heaven and in His glory,
看不起的、轻看的弟兄什么也在里面。
And those brother and sister you despise, you'll be surprised they will be there with you.
这些人也在荣耀里面了。
And how come they are in glory?
是什么
？Why?
神做的。
Is it God's work?
常常神做的不是你所看见的了。
The work of God is not something that you can see.
你们知道，全世界祷告最好的 George Mueller.
You know, in the whole world, George Mueller prayed the best.
他有一本的书。
He has a book.
一百万的祷告蒙答应的。
A million prayers that's answered.
他办一个孤儿院。
He set up an orphanage.
都有几百上千的人。
And they have hundreds and thousands of
orphans. 从来不给人募捐的。
And they never ask people to donate.
他要证明。
He wants to prove.
我所信的神今天是又真又活的。
I want to prove my God is living and true.
啊，任何的需要。
All our need.
绝对不跟人讲。
We will never tell others.
靠着祷告的。
Through prayers.
有一次啦，到下午五点多了。
One day, when it's almost 5 o'clock.
厨房的人来告诉我，乔治梅勒先生啊。
And one person come and tell
我们厨房什么面包都没有了，什么菜都没有了。
Mother, we don't have any food in the kitchen.
要不要摆台子啊
？Shall we set the table?
他说等等。
He said, wait.
很有意思啊，等等。
Wait.
回房间去祷告。
He went back to his room and prayed.
祷告出来了。
After he prayed, he came out.
台子摆起来。
Okay, let's set the table.
Oh, 台子摆起来了。
The tables are set.
到了6点钟了。
6 o'clock.
因为打铃了。
We have to ring the bell.
孤儿会来吃饭了吗?
The orphans will come and eat.
他们办事人问说 George Miller,
and that servant came ask,
要不要打铃呢?
Shall we ring the bell?
台子都铺好了。
All the tables are set.
菜也没有，面包也没有。
We have no milk, no bread.
要不要打铃啊?
Shall we still ring the bell?
George Miller 说你等我一下。
He didn't say.
我回去祷告。
Let's go back and pray.
祷告说你打铃。
He pray and he think he stays.
台上都空的我。
He should ring the bell, but the table is empty.
你孤儿来了。
Let's ring the bell. The orphans came.
有人敲大门了。
And then suddenly there was something.
那个面包厂的人订了面包不要了。
And there was a truck from a bakery.
那个面包厂已经做了好多面包吗?
He has a lot of bread on the truck.
订的人不要了吗?
And the person who ordered them didn't want them anymore.
送给孤儿院吧。
So the manager thought,
刚刚送去的打铃，学你孩子来到台子上坐了，台子还是空的。
As soon as he reached the door of the orphanage, they ring the bell.
哦，面包送来，他们都有吃的了。
Now the truck was full of bread.
别的官员是这样祷告蒙答应的人。
Muller is someone who prayed to God and was answered by God.
到死的时候,
when he died,
有两个答应，祷告没有答应。
There were two prayers that God did not answer.
他所关心的,
what he cared about,
多次传福音给他,
he shared the gospel with this person.
他们还不信主,
and these two persons still
didn't
believe. He prayed for them.
到了死了之后还没有信主,
after he died, they still did not believe.
一个人,
one person,
他死了之后两年信主的,
is after he died, for 2 years, and he became a Christian. The other person,
信死了之后10年才信主的,
is 10 years after he passed away, that he became a Christian.
100万的祷告,
a million prayer with no one that's not answered.
他有这么多的祷告蒙答应了,
he has so many prayers that's answered by the Lord.
死的时候挂心两个人没有蒙答应。
When he passed away, he worried about these two persons that his prayer had been answered. But he still rejoiced.
因为什么?
Why?
圣经中一句话,
the Bible has this saying.
福音是神的大能,
the gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的人,
it will save all those who believe.
不是我传福音有能力,
it's not because I preach the gospel and I have power. But the power is with the gospel.
神不会不答应他的祷告。
God will always answer his prayer.
但神考验他,
but God is testing him.
这时候有两个人没有信主的,
when he passed away, there were still two that didn't believe. He still rejoiced.
喜乐是什么?
Why he rejoiced?
不是看见人信主喜乐的,
it's not,
相信主一定会听他祷告, 就这两个人会得救的。
Not because they believe, but he trusts the Lord will save them.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
一个人喜乐,
a person when he was rejoicing,
平平顺顺的时候, 不了不显明,
when you are in peaceful time, it will not reveal your joy.
艰难困苦的时候才能够显明,
but in difficulties and tribulation, then it will be revealed.
我上个月在德国在参加个营会,
3 months ago, I went to Germany to attend a conference.
两个讲员,
there were two speakers.
一个是袁志明，一个是我。
Brother Yun Qingming and myself.
袁志明40不到,
Yun Qingming spread the gospel and I do the spiritual revival.
每一头两次不到的时候,
and the two gospel meetings,
一定放一个DVD,
and they always shown this DVD.
乃至他到澳大利亚去,
when he was in Australia,
看见澳大利亚国家的那个歌剧院非常的好。
什么好？歌唱歌的。 Oh, in Australia, the concerts were very good.
他说这么好的地方应该来传福音。
This good places, we should share the gospel there.
他组织一个的布道会。
He organized a gospel meeting.
两天。
2 day conference.
30,000人的座位。
30,000 people filled the seat.
诗班有300人。
There were 300 people choir.
还有一个的指挥姓黄的。
There was a conductor called Mr. Wong.
是Toronto的,
from Toronto.
他报名的800, 800人选了300来唱的。
And they chose, well, there were 800 people applied, but he chose 300 in this concert.
500人想唱就不让他们唱。
The other 500, they want to sing, but he wouldn't let them.
非常的棒。
This is a very good concert.
我看了很受感动。
I was very moved.
但是我更感动的。
But the part that moved me the most.
袁世明讲了。
Brother Yun Jinming said.
诗歌大多是小明的诗歌。
The good hymns are from Xiao Ming.
你知道小明啊？
You know
中学还没有毕业啊？
He didn't even graduate from high school.
他已经做了1500首诗歌。
He has written 1,500 songs.
他们怎么做的？
How did she write the song?
灵性的感动。
She was moved by the spirit.
唱这个诗歌来了。
She sang a song.
人家把录音机放在旁边。
And people set a recorder beside her.
把他唱的诗歌录下来了，然后词句写出来了，音乐也写出来了。
After they recorded the song, they wrote the words and the lyrics.
真正的神迹奇事啊！
Oh, this is the
音乐写出来的时候了。
After they wrote the songs,
乃是黄安仁这一位教授给他稍微增添一点，编辑一点。
Oh, as Professor 黄安仁modified a little bit, added a little bit.
袁世明讲了。
Brother,
黄安仁是现在活着的中国基督徒中讲啊，音乐是非常棒的人。
Brother, 黄安仁 is one of the best musicians among all the Christians.
也非常的爱主。
And he loved the Lord.
有一次他夫妇两个到中国去带领一个演唱。
So one time, him and his wife went to China to lead a concert.
接到一个电报。
As a result,
他的儿子在多伦多。掉了水里头淹死了。
His son was drowned in Toronto.
他不能再领了。
He couldn't lead the concert anymore.
回到多伦多来处理他儿子的丧事。
And the couple returned to Toronto to look after the funeral.
非常的难过。
He was very sad.
向着神埋怨。
He complained to God.
我为着你这样都一切都摆上了。
I serve you.With everything I have.
我儿子这么爱你，这么年轻，竟然掉在水里都死掉了。
My son loved you so much, and yet he was drowned.
我爱你都是枉然的。
It's in vain to love you.
你都没有看见我爱你了。
You didn't see that I love you.
也没有宝贝我的儿子年纪轻爱你的了。
And you never treasure my son who loved you so much.
他的生命就过不去。
He couldn't deal with this.
他跟神埋怨的时候。
When he complained to God.
忽然里头有个感受
，and then suddenly there's this feeling inside him. And that's the same.
你儿子所有在地上的工作我都纪念。
This boy said, all the work of your son I remember.
你不要难过。
Don't be sad.
你儿子现在在我怀中享受他的喜乐。
Your son is now in my bosom enjoying my joy.
这个感觉过了。
And then this feeling overcome him.
忽然转变过来。
Suddenly he was completely changed.
没有埋怨。
And he didn't complain anymore.
没有忧伤。
There's no more sadness.
非常的喜乐。
He was very joyful.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要知道。
Brothers and sisters, we should know.
我们人的观念呢
？In our concept,
终要活到老。
We need to live to old age.
最好活到了150岁。
The best will be if you live 150 years.
神不是看着我们活到老。
But God did not look at us how long we live.
神不知道我们一直活到150岁。
If we live 150 years,
神是在乎我们活在地上年日不多，而且不多年日的里面了，有没有逃出喜悦。
But what the Lord looking for is not long years, but whether we praise Him when we live.
你如果要看到老。
But if you want to live old,
主耶稣33岁就死了。
But Jesus Christ died when he was 33.
斯蒂芬也不过只有20几岁就被人打死了。
Stephen was martyred in his 20s.
哥林多使徒行传怎么记载？
How was it recorded in Corinthians?
斯蒂芬被人打的时候，
When Stephen was beaten up by others,
天开了。
He said, I saw the heaven.
人站在神的右边。
The Son of Man.Stood beside the Almighty.
迎接斯蒂芬到天上去了。
To receive Stephen to heaven.
还不到30岁。
He wasn't even 30.
神主耶稣都站起来来迎接他的了。
The Lord Jesus stood up to receive him.
不是活到160岁才好。
It's not to live to 160.
你短的时间都侍奉主，这才到永远的了。
Even in your short time, if you serve the Lord, it lasts forever.
我们喜乐在哪里？
Where's our joy?
不是喜乐在一个人活到了150岁。
Not because you are joyful, because you live 150 years.
斯蒂芬不过是年轻信殉道的了。
Stephen was martyred at his early age.
短短年龄的里面。
In his short time.
他的见证。
His testimony.
整个使徒行传里都是最棒的了。
It is the greatest in the whole book of Acts.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们的喜乐在哪里?
Where's our joy?
我们的喜乐,
our joy
乃是我们所有的生活侍奉将来的主的赏赐。
It is our living and our service is rewarded in heaven.
这才叫我们永远的喜乐。
This is called eternal joy.
我没有办法讲了。
I don't have time to go.
我相信你们大概以往中有人讲过以弗腓立比书中的喜乐。
I'm sure you have heard about the joy in Philippians.
如果你们讲过了，回想一下那个讲员怎么讲的。
If you have heard it, let's remember what they said.
如果你们从前没有人讲过的了。If
there no one spoke on this subject,
我给你一个题目，好不好？
Let me give you a topic.
去读读腓立比书的喜乐。
Read about the joy in Philippians.
有几类不同的喜乐。
There were different kinds of joy.
腓立比书第四章的喜乐是什么？
What is the joy in chapter 4 of Philippians?
你们腓立比人就是我的喜乐。
You are my joy.
就是我的冠冕。
And you are my crown.
乃是他劳苦在腓立比工作了。
When he labored in among the Philippians.
这是一般的人。
He obtained a good people.
倾心爱主。
They truly love the Lord.
完全奉献,
they offer themselves to the Lord.
为了神来活着的啦,
and live for the Lord.
这个光景,
in this condition,
成为保罗的喜乐,
this is the joy of Paul.
保罗自己关监牢,
Paul was in prison.
就看见腓立比教会的光景, 就成为他的喜乐,
when he thinks about the condition of Philippians,
所以你们去读好吗?
So remember this.
腓立比书的多次的喜乐是都有不同原因的。
So the joy in Philippians has different reasons.
那我没有时间讲了。
I don't have time to elaborate.
我下面只盼望十分钟讲另外一个题目。
I use another 10 minutes to talk about the second topic.
保罗怎么有这么大的本领?
Well, how come Paul was so impressive?
这么关在监牢中还能够喜乐。
Even when he was in prison, he still rejoiced. All the work in Ephesus was destroyed by others, and he still rejoiced.
他有什么?
What are the reasons?
请大家只读一处圣经就好了。
Let's read this verse.
一处圣经怎么说?
What does it say?
我看啊, 腓立比书第四章,
Chapter 4, Philippians.
第十二节,
verse 12.
我知道这样处卑贱，也知道这样处丰富，何饱足，何有余，我何有余，何缺乏，谁是谁在，我都得了秘诀。
I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to not hunger. And then the next sentence.
我靠着那加给我力量的。
So Christ who strengthens me,
凡事都能做,
I can do all things.
这是他喜乐的秘诀,
and this is the secret of joy.
喜乐的秘诀是什么?
What is the secret?
他能够这样的喜乐的啦,
the reason he can be rejoicing,
他的秘诀乃是那靠着加给我力量的啦, 凡事都能做。
His secret is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
加给他什么力量?
What strengthens me?
保罗在腓立比书没有讲。
Paul did not mention it in Philippians.
他在以弗所书都已经讲了。
But in Ephesus, he told us.
我在特位的讲义中提出来的以弗所书第一章。
I especially mentioned Ephesians chapter 1.
乃是第一章18节到23节。
Chapter 1, verse 18 to 23.
并且照明你们心中眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。 他是圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们所信的人所献的能力是何等的浩大。The
eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of inheritance in the saints.
保罗为他们感谢主。
Paul praise God for them.
也为他们祷告。
And Paul also pray for them.
叫他们，叫神能够照明他们里头的眼睛。
That God will enlighten their inner eyes.
知道三件事,
to understand,
头一件事，他来呼召我们有何等的指望， 是吧？将来永世中间，永永远远和主在荣耀中活着。
To know what is the hope of the calling, so that they can live with the Lord forever in glory.
而他第二件事,
the second thing,
还是圣徒中的这基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
What are the riches of the glory of inheritance in the saints?
在基督徒里头有个根基。
there's a foundation in Christians.
乃是他已经在每一个蒙恩的里面。
It is because he already inside every thing.
他成为我们里头的生命。
He became our life.
这个生命包含了神的性情，神的品格。
And this life includes his character and his substance.
神的性情品格还会显在我们这一帮泥土所做的人身上。
And this glory can still be manifested in people made with dust.
第三个,
Thirdly,
他向我们显的能力是何等的好大。
And what is the exceeding greatness of his power?
讲了三件大事,
Three great things.
头两件他不解释了。
He didn't explain the first two.
第三件又下面解释了。
And then he explained the third part.
他对我们信的人上所见的人何等好大，是怎么好大法？
The great, exceeding greatness of his power toward us.
就是像他在基督身上所显的大能来。
According to the working of his mighty power.
是那种死里复活。
He risen from the dead.
要在天上坐在自己的右边。
And seated him at his right hand.
不但是今世的，连来世的都超过了。
Not only this world, even in the future, and all things will bow down before him. And this is a power revealed in Jesus. Let me tell you another story. When I was in Taiwan serving the Lord, there was a brother from Jian Guo High School giving a testimony.
这是什么见证?
What was the testimony?
他跟同学传福音,
he shared the gospel with a friend.
同学不信,
the classmate did not believe. He continued to share.
同学跟他辩论,
and then a friend argued with him.
一讲又声音大, 一讲又声音大,
the more he talked, the louder he became.
坐着讲着站起来了,
and then he was sitting and yelled and then standing up and yelled. And the friend still not
believe.
He said, Lord, give me power.
一个拳打过去,
and then he used his fist to beat him to the ground.
哎呦, 神的能力真大。
The power of God is so great.
我说弟兄啊, 这叫肉体的力量。
This is the strength of the flesh.
这个肉体的力量靠着你肌肉的操练才大的了。
The power of your flesh is because of your exercise. What is the power of God?
神的能力不是把人打倒。
The power of God is not to strike people to the ground.
神的能力是人把他钉十字架，他还为着人来祷告。
His power is even when he was crucified on the cross, he still prayed for sinners. And this power.
人的能力是把人全都打倒了。
Man's power is use their fists.
主在我们显的能力不是把人打倒。
The power of God is not using our fists.
批评我们。
And strengthen us.
反抗我们。
And people oppose us.
也对我们。
They, argue with us.
我们还有一个无限的爱心来爱他。
We still have
写大的忍耐, 继续给他传。
We still have this love and this patience continue to share the gospel with him.
是你会看见诗篇里都讲了,
you can see what's in Psalms.
大卫逃避他儿子亚撒龙杀害的时候,
when David was trying to escape from his son Absalom,
匆匆忙忙从耶路撒冷逃出来,
he fled Jerusalem in haste.
逃到了犹大的旷野,
he fled to the wilderness of Judah.
非常的艰难,
very difficult.
大卫做什么诗歌?
And what did he write?
大卫说, 我就想念到圣所里面。
I think of the holy place.
圣所里面看见你的能力和你的荣耀。
In your holy place, I can see your power and your glory.
什么是圣所的能力?
What is the power of the holy place?
圣所外面的祭坛叫他舍命了，失去人的罪。
The altar of the holy place allow him to see that Christ died on the cross to wash away sins. And then afterward, there is the golden lava.
地上所脏乱的污秽都洗得了干净。
Oh, the bronze lava allow him to wash away sins.
圣所的里头能力是什么?
What is the power of the holy place?
诚实病的质子。
And there is this table of showbread.
主做我们生命的供应。
The Lord is the supply of our life.
叫我们蒙恩的继续不断有能力,
so that we can continue to be strengthened and to reveal the power of God.
圣所第二件事是金灯台,
in the second item in the holy place, the golden lamp, I can be corrupted.
看见我自己污秽败坏是在同济堂看见的。
To see our corruption is in the bronze altar.
圣所的金灯台不是看着自己污秽败坏。
The golden lampstand in the holy place is not to allow us to see ourselves.
会幕上头的幔子。
But to see the veil.
洁白的细麻衣所做的了。
It's made with linen.
用蓝色、紫色、棕色线编出来耶稣基督的荣美。
Made of red, blue, and purple color thread to reveal the glory of Jesus. And you can see this veil.
上头绣着两个基路伯,
there was two seraphims on it.
代表神所造的所有的动物,
represent all the living creatures created by God.
耶稣基督在神所造的动物里头显出他的荣耀来。
Jesus Christ revealed his glory through his living creatures.
最主要还看见,
the most important thing that you can see,
金像坛,
this incense altar,
乃是圣徒的祷告,
it is the
金像坛那里, 越过了幔子, 进到至圣所,
it's the incense altar. Allow us to see that our prayer goes through the veil into the
圣所最大的荣耀,
in the holy place, the greatest glory.
为着别人祷告,
it is to pray for others.
也为着那些软弱的、不听话的基督徒祷告,
to pray for those weak and those disobedient Christians.
一直这样的祷告,
this kind of prayer,
神就能转变了过来,
God can change them.
这叫圣所的能力,
and this is the power of the holy place.
不是我们肌肉强而能力,
it's not the power of our flesh.
肌肉强的能力不需要到圣所,
the power of our flesh, you don't need to go to the holy place. You use a fist.
但是你被人打倒了, 还用无限的爱来爱人, 这是圣所的能力。
Even when you are beaten down, you can still use the love of the Lord.
这以弗所书第一章的里面,
and this is the power of the Holy Spirit.
什么是耶稣基督上的能力?
What is the power of
是他从死里复活。
The power is to raise Jesus from death.
要在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政掌权有能的、组织的和一切有名的，不但是今生的，不但是他的身体，今世的，连来世的也超过了。
The power he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, that seated him in the right hand in heavenly places above all things.
保罗为着以弗所弟兄姊妹祷告。
Paul prayed for the branches in Ephesus.
这个能力,
his power is in you and in me.
你切不要以为说自己很幼稚,
don't look down on yourself.
你切不要以为说自己不够爱主,
don't think that you don't love the Lord enough.
乃是你没有让在你里头的能力总你显出功用来。
You haven't allowed the power that's inside of you to reveal its function.
所以保罗为着腓立比以弗所教会祷告。
So Paul prayed for the branches in Ephesus.
叫神开你的眼睛，知道他在你身上的能力是何等的浩大。
He prayed that God will open the inner eyes, their inner eyes, so that they can see the power of God.
这么的浩大。
How great the power!
耶稣基督到地上来成功救恩，都是他的能力所显示出来的。
It is the power who allowed Jesus Christ to accomplish salvation.
是腓立比书一共有四章。
So Philippians has four chapters.
讲到圣徒的实体的生活和侍奉。
It talks about the heavenly living and service of Christians.
头一章,
in chapter 1,
我们基督徒实体生活的侍奉的最标准的准则是什么?
What is the standard of our heavenly living and service?
没有办法讲仔细的了。
I won't repeat the details.
但是总是一个同一个的原则。
But one principle,
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照样显大。
Christ being manifested in my body through life and death.
能够基督显大了。
When Christ is revealed,
你活在地上没有白白的活着。
And you will not be living in this world in vain.
基督没有显大。
If Christ is not revealed,
你外面再有丰富的话，都是虚空的虚空。
No matter how successful you were on the outside, it's all in vain.
怎么显大法？
How do you magnify
Christ?
The example of Jesus Christ.
把自己完全的倒空, 然后神把他高举升上了高天。
He emptied himself and Christ raised him up to heaven.
基督徒能够蒙恩的一个原因,
the reason why Christians can receive grace.
也是和主一同的死, 然后主才叫我们升高。
It's because we die with Christ, and therefore we raise with Christ.
是为了这个缘故,
For this reason,
到我们在地上活着的时候,
when we are living in this world,
按着我们在世上活着的生活,
according to the life that we are living in this world,
什么是我们所该追求的?
What should we pursue?
三件事,
Three things.
认识基督,
knowing Christ,
晓得他, 复活的大能,
knowing the power of his resurrection,
晓得他, 一同受苦, 效法他的事,
knowing to suffer with him and imitate his death.
这样我们基督徒在地上的生活,
and this kind of Christian life in this world,
还能够显出第二章的里头了,
then you can reveal the glory of Jesus Christ.
哦,第四章,
when we come to the last chapter, the accomplishment of all this
不是靠着我们的理智,
it is not because of our intellect,
不是靠着我们肉体的力量,
not the power of our flesh,
而是靠着他已经赐给我们复活的大能,
it is by the power of his resurrection that is given us.
所以我正是仰望主, 我得讲得很差,
I look up to the Lord even though I didn't speak eloquently.
也没有办法把腓立比书里的内容仔细地跟你们讲明,
I couldn't expand on all the details of Philippians. I ask you to go back and read it.
圣灵会给你领受,
I'm sure the Holy Spirit will allow you to receive more. Surpass what I told you. Four important points.
所以圣灵求主恩待我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
我们就蒙恩了,
and then we will be blessed. Do not come short of the Lord. The Lord abides in each and every one of us.
你有心爱主服事的主住在你里面，你不爱主服事，主也住在你里面。
Whether you love the Lord and serve the Lord is in you. Whether you don't, the Lord is still in you.
听的说要紧的,
but most important of all,
让住在我们里头的基督显出他的能力来。
Allow the Christ that's in us to reveal his power to live our everyday life. And we will not be living in vain.
到见主来的时候,
when we see the Lord when he comes again, this is our real joy.
求主恩待我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us. Let's pray.
主耶稣, 我们谢谢你,
Lord Jesus, we want to thank you.
你给我们所命定, 是我们眼睛没有看过, 耳朵没有听过, 连我们心都没有想过的。
What you have decided for us has never been heard, never been seen, and never been thought of by ourselves.
你已经把所有你所有的祝福都赐给了我们。
You have given us all your blessings.
你这一位荣耀的主就住在我们的里面。
This glorious Lord is abiding in us.
我们绝对承认我们不过泥土所做的瓦器。
We confess that we are just earthen vessels.
但是我们要感谢你。
But we want to thank you.
你这位宝贝却住在我们瓦器里。
You are the treasure that abides in this earthen vessel. This power is not from us, but from you.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你不光拯救我们, 免去了性审判,
not only you save us away from our judgment,
你也在我们身上工作,
and you work in us,
叫我们都显出你的荣耀,
and we can reveal your glory,
好叫我们到最后到永世的里面了,
when we enter into eternity,
与你一同在荣耀里,
and we will be in your glory,
才是叫我们心中欢喜快乐,
and our heart will be filled with joy,
永永远远的快乐,
eternal joy.
求你借着圣灵带领我们今后的生活,
we pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to lead us.
听我们的祷告,
hear our prayer.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.